Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. We start with the West Delaware High School annual Volleyball Awards banquet last night held at WDHS. The Hawks recognizing a fine season with a record of 29-15 and a regional final appearance, the program's 20th since 2001. The final goodbyes took place for the four seniors, Haley Vasky, Olivia Schulte, Allie Dimmer, and Peyton Welcher. East Division WAMAC honors went to Olivia Schulte, first team, second team, Allie Dimmer, and Brooke Krogman. WAMAC recognition went to Olivia Halverson and Kirsten Colbert. The program was honored the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Distinguished in Academic Achievement Award for earning a GPA of 3.70. WAMAC Academic Honors went to Allie Dimmer, Katie Leckie, Olivia Schulte, Haley Vasky, and Aaron Wegman. Schulte was also recognized for earning the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Class 4A All-State Volleyball Team, First Team Selection, and the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Class 4A Northeast Iowa All-District. A new season of high school girls basketball officially starts tonight here from KMCH Sports as the West Delaware Hawks open up their competition part of the regular season at home inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School. The Hawks back up to a Class 4A squad. They welcome in Vinton Shelsburg, a Class 3A team, ranked number 7. The Hawks were 10-13 a season ago. They lost two seniors, Ella Kolak and Haley Hamm, and their head coach, Matt Utoff, who had been at the helm of the program for the past two seasons, as his full-time job transitioned him to the Des Moines area, and he was hired as the West Des Moines Valley head coach. The new head coach, Brad Wubina, with plenty of assistant coaching experience in football and boys basketball at West Delaware, and also had been a head coach at the middle school level for the girls program the past couple of years. Coach Wubina talks about how the transition has gone in his first off season, getting ready for his first season as a varsity head coach.
It's been great. It's been a pretty seamless transition. I learned a lot of what we're doing from Coach Utoff, and I'm really hoping to just keep the momentum rolling. He did a great job with the team over the last couple of years and has brought some winning ways back to the girls program, and I'm hoping we can keep improving on that.
15 girls are out for the program, 9 through 12. That's the most in several years. Coach Wubina says that's definitely a plus for in-practice scrimmages. He likes the experience returning and the athleticism on the team.
The girls that are out are a joy to be around. I think they enjoy each other. They seem to work hard and appreciate each other's efforts as well. It's a really good core. We're hoping to come together as a team. We have a very athletic team, and if we can become a better basketball team, we will have a lot of success this season.
Coach Wubina talked about those keys to success in his mind.
It is the little things, and it's not necessarily perfection, but more consistency. Being consistent, consistently playing good defense, you know, being consistent with our movements, our passing, our finishing, taking care of the basketball, just being consistent.
The schedule for the Hawks won't be easy, but nobody said it would be. 13 of the 21 regular season opponents are currently ranked in the top 15 of their respective classes. When first seeing that, Coach Wubina said he had one word come to mind.
Grueling is my first thought about it. I noticed that too as I was looking through the rankings and everything. We will definitely be able to compete. I'm hoping we're able to get a few victories out of that as well, but compete we will. We're a very athletic team. The schedule's the schedule, and we can't change it. Probably the most important thing about this season, as we stressed when we started, is it's important for us to be playing our best basketball at the end of the season. So as long as we're continuing to get better and working hard to improve on our weaknesses and getting better yet at our strengths, we're going to be just fine.
Vinton Shelsburg was 15-9 a season ago, losing in a regional final to Center Point Urbana.
They were a very good team last year and had no seniors on the team, so they return everybody. They've got a good junior class to complement the seniors. They will be a very tough team to beat.
In the previous 13 meetings between the two teams, West Delaware leads the series 7-6, but the Vicats have won the last four, including a 48-35 win back on December 3rd of last year. All the coverage around 7:15 tonight, live right here on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Also on our KMCH Sports video stream tonight at KMCH.com. Bill Logan and I will have all of the coverage from Seedorf Gymnasium. Most of our coverage area girls basketball teams opening up tonight as well. Iowa Hawkeye football news, senior linebacker Jack Campbell has been named Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week following his performance in the Hawkeyes 13-2 win at Minnesota on Saturday night. Campbell led the Iowa defense in the final minutes of that W in Minneapolis as the Hawkeyes won their eighth straight with Floyd of Rosedale on the line. Hawkeye defensive coordinator Phil Parker is one of 15 coaches named as a semifinalist for the Broyles Award, which honors college football's top assistant coaches. The announcement was made yesterday afternoon by the Frank and Barbara Broyles Foundation. It marks the second straight season Parker has been named as a semifinalist. Campbell, Parker, and the Hawkeyes getting ready to take on Nebraska. The Hawks at 7-4 overall, 5-3 in Big Ten play, closing out the season against the Cornhuskers Friday afternoon. Nebraska is 3-8 overall, 2-6 in the conference. It'll be a 3:01 kickoff Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock the pregame here from the Hawkeye Radio Network. The game will also be televised by the Big Ten Network. Week number 11 of the NFL season wrapped up last night with San Francisco hammering Arizona 38-10. Top 25 men's college basketball. It was Creighton, number 10, surviving over number 21 Texas Tech 76-65. Ohio State falls to number 17, San Diego State 88-77. Arkansas beat Louisville, Duke over Bellarmine. Texas a winner over Northern Arizona, and Arizona tops Cincinnati. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.